KDX, mobile.
KN4 TFW. Steve, he came up upon a what appeared to be a wreck, but it was a motorcycle. He said smashed all the bits and everything that was just sitting on the side of the road. Nobody around there.
To him a little while later, and he was going back the other way, and there was a state trooper sitting there looking at it, and he stopped to talk to him and tell him what he had found and what he had seen.
It may have fell off the back of a trailer.
Never know anymore.
This station, and that is 4:59. Maybe that's what it was yesterday. I see that diesel's at 5:49.
You told me yesterday when you stopped was 4:59.
If it changes every day, it's hard to remember.
Tell me about it. Are we supposed to be this weekend?
Some showers coming through late Friday night, early Saturday morning, but then clear out and be a little cooler down into the 80s is what they're saying.
Cleaning up here at the house then.
Cleared out down here by about 7:30, 8 o'clock Saturday morning.
Them pop-up thunderstorms there at the house, and they come out of nowhere.
Yesterday at work, it just popped up, and I mean, it poured down for 10 minutes, and it stopped.
Last night up at the house, and about halfway down the mountain.
And this morning when I let the dog out, not bad, just a little sprinkle.
Which truck I'm driving, washer, windshield washer fluid is different.
But all of ours, everything's in a different place. It takes you a minute to figure out where everything is, especially on the Jeep, because the doors can come off, so the window controls are in the center console.
And then everything else I drive, the washer's right on the end of the turn signal switch. In the tool truck, on the end of the turn signal switch is the... It kills my marker lights to courtesy lights to say thank you for letting me in. You got to push around that, and then you get the washer fluid.
On the turn signal is the lights.
There, too. The tool truck's just funny. I have to remember that I'm in it.
The good old days when I had 20 toggle switches on the dash.
I still got quite a few switches in here. A lot of them don't do anything anymore, though. Here after I got down the mountain.
Clear over here. I haven't seen any fog at all today. So you should be good when you get down the Greer.
Foot of the mountain.
There's some kind of fog about every day living where you do.
Days are worse than others. Started the kitchen remodel yesterday.
You like it. And add it, you know what I mean? Make it a little bit more modern, maybe a little more user friendly, right?
Yes. Already run into a couple little snags. Things not going quite as planned.
Not a square, is it?
Seven.
You on that one?
Weekend painting this weekend. Kitchen walls.
You just paint it when there ain't nothing there, I guess. And you gonna roll it or are you spraying it?
KO4 HKX. I'll be rolling it.
For TFW. Yeah, you don't have to, at least you don't have to worry about, you know, the trim and stuff like that or getting it on the counter.
Don't worry about none of that, that's for sure.
Grilling out or eating out, until he gets ready.
And wife made a few things that are good for leftovers and that kind of stuff. She made some lasagna and something that reheats in the microwave pretty easy.
Nothing wrong with that. I like to make good lasagna out of the microwave.
I like it better after it's reheated than when it's fresh.
The sparkless sockets on your truck, do you?
What's, you mean non-conductive insulated sockets?
Ones that they're like brass or something that won't make a spark.
No, I don't have anything like that on the truck, but we do sell high voltage tools for working on stuff like that, that for hazardous areas, they're made out of a different material.
Buy me some stuff today. They decided the last second they needed them. I was like, dang, really? Man, there's an awful lot of traffic right here on 29 where I'm trying to get on the interstate.
I can tell you is good luck with those sockets, finding them in a timely manner.
Find something that I could go pick up yesterday. Yeah, that's probably not happening.
Not. But if you need me to help you look, let me know.
Two women changing a tire on the side of the ramp.
Traffic was backed up.
Carson's nut bolt and tool might have some of them sockets.
Yeah. They've got a second location over here on Cherrydale, on Poinsett Highway. But you can also try the tool shed that's right there.
By Carson's at Cherrydale, right?
Yeah, they're right there close together.
But the trailer's struggling to stay in his lane this morning.
When I'm driving on a long trip, this is the worst part of the day for me. I'm getting drowsy right here.
In the morning, when it starts getting dark in the evening, though, man, I start getting tired.
It's when I can drive all night, and then as soon as it's like the sun starts to come up, my eyelids start getting heavy. That's when I'll pull over and get up, walk around a little bit, or stop and take a nap, something.
Where's the race?
Surprised me on 85. I tell you what, I just passed another guy walking with a gas can where he run out of gas. I've seen quite a few of those last week.
Stretch it out, I imagine. And then trying to make it till payday. How about the daughter and son-in-law up there in Kentucky? And now they didn't have the car insurance money, and they didn't have their rent money, because he's been laid off, I think, five times this year already from five different jobs.
Or just the area, the jobs.
I think it's him. But he was at a gasket manufacturer, but then they ran out of raw materials and different things like that. And then he was at a place that did magazines or something, and that comes to a screeching halt. And that, they're so rural, there's not a lot of stuff out there. And then his license, I think, is technically suspended, so it ain't like he could learn to do a truck driving job or something like that.
Now, I don't know that I'd want to be a truck driver either.
It don't help that he's got a mountain man beard and hair halfway down his neck that he, you know, wears in a man bun all the time and that. And it's like, really? I can understand you've been working at a place for a while and then you let yourself get like that. But going for an interview, I just can't believe that it helps.
I'm with you. I think the same way, but anymore these businesses are having to take what they can get, and that's part of it.
Stand picking from the bottom of the barrel, but that would be my last pick.
Some videos last night talking about the diesel oil situation, and they were talking about here for the next year or so there wasn't going to be any because they didn't have the raw materials to make the additive package that goes into it to make it diesel oil. And there was only two companies in the world that made it, and I think the one you're working for is one of them.
Believe that. I mean, it's a huge company all over the world, so I'm sure they do all the additives like that.
HKX. Yeah, but just think about no diesel oil for a year.
GFW. Yeah, you think things are bad now. They're not even close to bad if that happens. And that it'll be really bad. I know just for the stuff that we're making, this plant, it's hard to get raw materials.
The problem we're having is getting the metal, and the raw materials that we put in the metal to make that formulation for our wrenches and sockets, and it's just not there.
I needed some 1-inch pipe yesterday. Schedule 80 1-inch pipe, and they've had 1,200 feet on order for 3 weeks. My supplier has, and that, but there's a shortage. Everybody in town can't get it.
I was hunting something yesterday. It's real hot staples. They go in a heat gun, and you heat them up to bridge plastic back together that's broken. And I was looking at that, and they're trying to order it. Into next month before they could have them.
That's on a maybe, probably. They'll probably delay it after you order it.
Yeah, and then the JBL earbuds that I've been selling on the truck, hadn't had no problem getting them up till this time. And I went to reorder them yesterday, and now it may ship in 1 to 2 months.
May ship. Yeah, that's probably not going to happen.
Anyway, what price?
Yeah, boss was complaining about, you know, shipping charges and that, but, I mean, everybody's starting to charge shipping now because it's costing so much more.
The fuel surcharges to every customer, I mean, it's... Yeah, businesses are having to do it to survive. Everybody's cut them to where they couldn't make, you know, a normal profit, and now they're having to raise prices where they can to offset it some.
I guess when we finally hit the bottom and start coming up out the other side, but unfortunately, I'm just not seeing it happening yet.
Not quite seen the bottom yet, but I could be wrong. Getting close.
Off the interstate.
Just passing Great American Supply above your house.
Plates?
I have not. I keep telling myself I need to stop, but I have not been in there.
Plate selection of firearms in there.
I heard that's one of the reasons I was wanting to stop, but I just haven't been able, I haven't taken the time to stop. I switched and started running this part of the route in the afternoon instead of the morning. When I get to here, I'm ready to go home and be done with it.
You can't blame you there. Interstate where I get off, regular is 469 and diesel's 538.
For some reason or another, diesel's been holding where it was at for the last couple of weeks. But I'm starting to see a few stations with the fuel price, diesel prices going up, so I imagine it's not going to hold there much longer.
Getting me worried that something's happening, we just can't see it.
I'm sitting here between the Sphinx and the Shell station just above your house right now. The Shell is $5.99 and Sphinx is $5.39.
They ain't like like yesterday. They kept me running all day long yesterday.
Quick, though.
But man, it's like, I gotta have this, I need this, I gotta have that, and everything. It's like, man, you guys waited a little bit late to decide that you needed it.
You're gonna have to start breaking that habit. It'll be nice and soft digging out there in your yard, getting rid of that invasive grass you got.
It sprayed it real good, and I saw that the green is dying off of it, but it's got darn little like bulbs under the ground and that, and I don't know if it's going to get them or not, but I'll try my best to dig them up.
Is it feels like a saw briar when you grab a hold of it?
It's like a... kind of like a plant that you plant, kind of like monkey grass or something like that, but this stuff just starts coming up everywhere.
Before you planted some of that like monkey grass on the bank of the edge of the driveway, and I tell you what, that stuff, I can't stand it. You get near it and it just cuts you up and you can't get through it. I mean, it gets over my head and I have to come out there and whack it down with whatever I can get through it with.
That's only get maybe 10 or 12 inches high, but it's like, and it stays thick, but it's just popping up all over the yard and I don't know how it gets in there.
It's clumped together. There's no getting through it. You just have to chop it down with a machete or cut it with a chainsaw. You can't even take a hedge trimmer to it half the time.
And that.
For HGX, it just starts spreading and just, there's no gaps in it. It's just like a wall of grass.
KM4 TFW, but I'm parked. I guess I better get my day started. So you have a good day and be safe, and maybe I can catch you this afternoon on the radio. KM4 TFW.
Good day. Be safe out there, and I'm getting ready to turn on the Wade Hampton, so I don't have too much further to go. KO4 HKX. I'll be clear.
N4ZLK. Morning, Patrick.
Your second cup of tea now?
About to go get one, though.
I need something this morning to wake me up. I know that. I'm having a tough one this morning.
Yesterday, goodness, that wore me out, too. I did not stop all day long and work till about 8 o'clock. I was tired when I got home. I think it just seemed hotter yesterday. I think the humidity was up.
I think and it was a good thing I wound up getting behind on that side of town, and I had to run trying to catch up, so it worked out all right.
Today was one of the heaviest days I've had in a while as far as just the amount of deliveries I had, and then pickups, they kept calling me, hey, can you get this, can you get that, and I had to keep telling them I can help here, but I can't help here because I'm nowhere near that, and it just, one thing after another. We got out late. You know, we got this little building that we outgrew years ago. We used to leave, we could leave by 8:30, quarter to 9 every morning. It was 10 o'clock before we were able to even, before they even got done processing all the packages, because we just don't have the space or the, you know, the manpower. I mean, they've got people to run it. There's just not enough space to process everything. So they're kind of hurting themselves in that way.
Shipping is going on nowadays, it's only going to grow. It's not going to get smaller.
I keep thinking every year, maybe this year we'll find out they're building us a new building, but I've been there 31 years, and it was there a few years before I got there. We outgrew it probably 15 years ago, really, maybe even more than that. It's just crazy how they keep adding little, you know what I'm saying, little partitions, little things to make it get by for a while, but our parking lot gets smaller and smaller, and there's nowhere to go around the building anymore. It's just difficult.
And there's scratch every nickel out of it, and something, a lot of times that winds up hurting. But not to change the subject, but I just seen a diesel at 609 on Wade Hampton.
Yeah, 559 is the highest I've seen it as of yesterday. But that's getting up there again. I wonder, must be a little small station.
No, it's a Citgo station. I've been seeing it at 599 since Monday. Most things are still around 539, 549 in that area. But I'm starting to see more and more of them at the $6 range. So the 609 is the highest I've seen yet.
Sure, they know. They're, you know, they have to buy in bulk and buy for the future. So it's probably their prices have already gone up for, you know, future purchases.
And these stations with the lower fuel prices, when they purchase their next round, their prices are going up.
We don't have mean tweets, right, Patrick?
Somebody might not get their feelings hurt.
The repeater was quiet yesterday. I spent a lot of time in driving around, and it seemed quiet. At one point, I heard Ken tell you, or wish you 73. I guess you were getting off the radio. And then he said something else, and I realized he must have been talking on the wrong side of his radio, the wrong VFO. So I switched over and found him on 285.
It was real quiet yesterday. There was hours there it went by, there was nobody, it seemed like.
I just was busy, and I don't know, I was tired yesterday.
Like I said, yesterday I was busy myself, and I keep the radio on, but sometimes my stops are so quick, I can't even bother to come back, or I won't have time to carry on any kind of conversation.
I heard you say they started the remodel. How much did they get done? Just kind of tearing out stuff?
He's out now. We found when they built the double wide. I live in a double wide, so you know the wing coating it goes along the bottom of the wall. There was a couple of receptacles in there, and there's sheetrock behind it. So I guess instead of taking the time to cut it out, they just kicked a hole in the wall and put the receptacle in the wainscoting. So there's holes in the sheetrock, you know, the size of a 5-gallon bucket now.
That's funny. I guess they thought, well, it'll never be seen, so it doesn't matter.
Kind of funny, too, but at the same time, you're like, man, just one more thing I got to deal with now. But it is what it is. I mean, we'll fix it and move on. So, but Shane, I have arrived at my first stop, so I'm going to have to say 73s for now so I can get this truck opened up and ready to go for the day. You be careful out there this morning on your way into work, and enjoy your cup of tea there before you go. KO4HK, and I'll be clear.
A lot of tools, Patrick. I hope you have a great day. I'm sure I'll hear you on, try to talk to you a little bit later on. KO4HKX and 4ZLK.